Good morning. High pressure settling in from the northern part of the Great Lakes will bring us a return to sunshine today. That after a cloudy and chilly start with mainly 20s and 30s this morning. There are a few flurries and snow showers across the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley that will dissipate this morning. So with afternoon temperatures in the lower 40s, we'll fall about 10 degrees short of our average high for the day today. And with a breeze, it'll feel even cooler than that, as winds at times gust up to 20 miles per hour. This all as that high pressure center settles in. The high will be overhead tonight, bringing clear skies and light winds, so temperatures will be allowed to drop back quickly after sunset and settle into overnight lows in the teens and lower 20s, the coldest night of the season for many folks. So that's how we're going to wake up tomorrow, with high pressure overhead, a cold start, brilliant sunshine through the day, but cold temperatures for this time of year, again, only in the lower and middle 40s. A storm system out in the plains will dive toward the Gulf Coast over the next couple of days. It'll round the bend and eventually work its way up the eastern seaboard as a nor'easter, intensifying late Tuesday and into the day on Wednesday. Our weather will be dry on Wednesday, sunshine to start. However, clouds will increase and thicken quickly, and we'll get some snow breaking out, mixing with rain, especially across the valley locations by Wednesday evening. Wednesday overnight, most places will see a transition from wet snow over to rain, although some of the hills and mountains could continue to see accumulating snows well into the overnight period. Temperatures during the day Wednesday will only make it into the lower 40s and then drop back into the lower 30s with the mixed variety of precipitation overnight Wednesday night. Most places will have cloudy skies with leftover rain on Thursday, although some wet snow in the mountains is possible depending on the storm track. As the storm departs, temperatures will climb into the mid-40s on Thursday. Dry weather with a mix of sun and clouds Friday up to 50. Then with high pressure bringing in even milder air over the weekend, will be in the middle to upper 50s with plenty of sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of southeastern Texas and southern Louisiana. Daytime heating and mist, lower to middle 60s dew points in this region will combine with bulk shear magnitudes of 35 to 50 knots, and this will lead to a mix of supercell structures and quasi-linear convective segments capable of severe wind gusts and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 1 p.m. Sunday. The last report of hail was at Belmont, Perth Airport, Australia at 4:41 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 9 degrees, with a northwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 23, 61% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 10 above zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 40, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 0.04 of an inch, that's 0.42 below normal. And 32.11 inches for the year, which is 1.48 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 88, that's 3 above normal. And 574 for the season, which is 156 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high 75 set in 1994, and the record low 17 in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:42 p.m., 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and a scattered snow shower this morning, giving way to increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 40s, though 30s across the mountains. Clear and very cold tonight with lows in the teens. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold in the lower to mid 40s. Sunshine Wednesday morning giving way to increasing clouds. A mix of snow changing over to rain Wednesday evening and overnight. Mountains could stay as all snow for a time overnight. Highs on Wednesday in the lower 40s. Leftover rain showers on Thursday in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds milder Friday near 50. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s Saturday and upper 50s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.